Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continuing. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January 21st. In the year of our Lord, 2015, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. For the United States of America, our goal is always to use the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founders. That's the only way to restoration, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need revolution, but restoration, the answer to the problems we face. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. It's hard to know what to even focus on here. It looks like, they're going to just waste time in government. Are you surprised? You know, Jim Babka's talked about, hey, we got to do something different, Kurt. If we want different results, we got to focus on our personal lives, our families. A lot of people are saying we got to focus on the states. Washington can't get it done. What's your take on that, Kurt? You think?
You know, that's one of the reasons why I enjoy working with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, working with, for example, we talked last hour about how with the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, last night there wasn't that much real solutions brought up. And I remember, you know, that when we were back in Washington last time in December, meeting with Senator Lee and then those other congressmen, Senator Lee handed us a booklet, and the outside of it says, "An Agenda for Our Time." And then it says, Mike Lee, United States Senator, Utah. Now, I got to say this. I have not read the book. And so I can't really tell you what's in this agenda. But
tell me? At least, you don't even know what it is, Kurt.
Well, I just figured I'd tell you.
You got to read that. You know, thing, he and did hand us this. Me,
yeah, I agree. You know.
Yeah. But, so what does it all mean?
You know, at least, well. He says it's an agenda for our time, and he tells about when he first got to Washington, D.C., talks about a conservative vision, different stuff like that. He says there's these four speeches in here where he lays out a conservative diagnosis of our current government dysfunction, and he offers some potential remedies. I guess those are what we'd call solutions. He says some of my own and some from other reform-oriented conservatives. So I kind of wish this was an audio so I could listen to it. But anyway, I'll do the best I can to get through this. Otherwise, when we ask Senator Lee to do stuff for us, you know, and then he gives us his agenda, maybe I'd get in trouble if he said, "Did you read that thing I gave you?" You know.
Yeah, good point. Anyway. I guess you got to read it. How many pages is it? Everybody wants me to read something, though, Kurt. Everybody and their dog sends me a gazillion things to read and follow up on and check out.
It looks like it's about 70 altogether.
Well, that shouldn't be hard. You could read that in the evening, couldn't you, Kurt?
Well, especially you. I mean, you just whipped.
Well, you didn't give it to me
thing.
In any form I could
get
read,
that
Kurt.
Thing 800 words a minute and just
Kurt,
zip right through that.
You didn't even give that to me in any form that I could even read, Kurt. Come on.
Well, I'm sure it's available. I'll email him and say,
right,
Sam
Kurt
wants that
dig
in the
it
form
up, yeah.
that
in
he
fact,
wants.
Why don't you just read it into an MP3, Kurt, and I can listen to it.
Yeah, I'm going to get that done.
Okay,
and
appreciate
then put it.
That'd
online
be awesome.
Because everybody will be wanting to hear it then, you know.
That's a good point.
If these are speeches, they should be already, you know. Yeah. These are, like, for example, here's remarks to the Heritage Foundation.
By who?
I mean, they should be audio. A hymn. Mike Lee tells you when.
All right. What's this thing called? What
An
for our times?
Agenda for our time.
I kind of think that the Constitution was the agenda for our times, but, you know.
Yeah.
What do I know?
Good point.
All right. Well, hey, Kurt, we got to talk about sex now, right? I mean, buddy, we can't even do a podcast without talking about sex.
You know, the thing that I find interesting about this story, it's a telegraph.co.uk piece. And, you know, over in Japan, they have a problem, Sam. And what's going on, our pop.org folks would really like this story. Well, not like it, but they would point to it as it's an important thing. But what's happening there, according to the National Institute of Population and Social Security Research there in Japan, well, they're just not having enough little babies to replace the people that kick the bucket. Well, those aren't
exactly
the terms.
That's not a problem. They've been pushing for that for generations and decades in all countries across the world. I mean, that's just fantastic, right?
Well, that's what some people say, but I disagree. But anyway, they...
Well, hold on. Of course you'd disagree, and of course I would disagree, Kurt. I'm with you, but I'm just saying, isn't that been their agenda this whole time?
Yeah, that's right.
For belligerent, out-of-control governments that want to violate the laws of God and push for less population? You know, God's plan is to have us multiply and replenish the earth, and the whole purpose of, you know, God's work and his glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. That's all true and good, and I support that 1,000%. But government, they want less population, Kurt. I mean, Bill Gates and the government all in bed together, private foundations and governments all around the world, their whole goal is population reduction, right, Kurt? And now somebody's saying it's a problem? Yeah, they say nearly 50% of adult Japanese not having sex, Kurt. I guess they're just too tired.
Now, when they say that, down in the story, they say, well, you know, they didn't have it in the previous month. Now, they didn't, you know, go into detail for longer, but they say that men said they didn't participate in this type of activity for the last... There was 48.3% that didn't participate. 50.1% of the women had abstained. They say both of these figures were up about 5 percentage points from the previous study that was done back in 2012. They asked them why they weren't participating in this. And 21.3% of the married men claimed that they were too fatigued after work, while 15.7% replied that they were no longer interested in this after their wives had given birth. Among the women, 23.8% said this activity was bothersome. 17.8% blamed being tired from work. Another worrying statistic they sent is they've got what they call herbivores over there. You know what a herbivore is?
No.
Well, they say that's a, number of, these are young men with little or no interest in this activity called,
Kurt's
sex,
afraid to
they
say
call
sex.
It.
All right. Now, here's
anyway,
the deal, Kurt. I think this is a propaganda piece to the highest order.
All right.
And I'll tell you why. Number one, yes. To make a child really isn't that hard. You can't say that tiredness is an excuse if you really want children. Okay, number one. Number two, they're dealing with the salaciousness of, hey, nobody wants sex, nobody's interested in each other. Now, if it was gay sex they were going to promote, Kurt, then they'd say, you know what, these people are heroes, they're willing to love their partners, they'd do that kind of thing, just to point out the propaganda. The truth of the matter, Kurt, in my opinion, is this. They've been educating people for literally generations that having babies is evil and ruining the planet. Okay? And when you indoctrinate people for so long, eventually the people say, hey, even when they do have sex, Kurt, don't they do something usually to prevent the natural result, which would be to bring a child into the world? In other words, does the study talk about...
Well, if you're responsible, you know, I mean...
See,
you do, right?
That's what I mean.
You know.
Now, in the story, do they talk about when they are involved physically? Do they try to prevent children?
No, it doesn't mention that.
Right. Now, there are people, Kurt, that feel differently. In fact, they're having sex everywhere the time, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
You know who they are?
They're
a religious
Congress?
Group, Kurt.
Oh, sorry.
No idea?
A religious group. Yeah. Catholics.
Yes, sir. Roger that.
Yeah.
Now, the Pope says Catholics need not breed like rabbits.
Now, he didn't really say, you know, breed like rabbits, but he basically
said... Well, what did he say,
Kurt?
You got the exact quote? We'll talk about it in seconds. Kurt will give you the exact quote for the Pope, and then we'll talk about it, because this is my point. And these companion stories go along quite well. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt, News the Network refused to use right here on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. We really want you to donate to republicbroadcasting.org. We want to turn on their satellite feed. We need your help to get it done. Please be generous today. republicbroadcasting.org. All right, Kurt, so exactly what did the Pope say then? I have a headline. He basically said, hey, we don't need to breed like rabbits. Come on. The actual
headline said, quote,
Pope Francis need not breed like rabbits, right? That's the quote.
Well, at least here on this NBC News piece, they give the quotes right around here. He says, this does not mean a Christian must make children one after another, end quote, and that it's a misconception to, quote, think excuse me if I use the word, that to be good Catholics, we have to be like rabbits, period, but no, end quote. So, I don't know.
So, I guess he didn't say breed like rabbits. Okay. He just said we don't need to be like rabbits. Talking about their breeding.
Little fuzzy, soft things, you know.
Oh, but he was talking about their breeding, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, he talks about, I guess the story says...
So I certainly don't mean to take the Pope out of context, Kurt. You know what I mean?
That he shouldn't, that he promotes, that the families should abandon, or he says it doesn't mean couples should abandon responsible parenthood and be like rabbits. But anyway.
So, you know, he didn't really say breed like rabbits. He said be like rabbits. But he was referring to breeding. And so if you put a headline that says Pope says we shouldn't be like rabbits, that's not very helpful because no one knows what they mean. Are they talking about eating too much salad or lettuce or what? Yeah. So, you know, I would say that it's certainly not out of context. It might not be the exact words he used. But now he goes down and he talks about an example, Kurt, if you read the article. He talks about an example of a woman who has seven miscarriages, was it? No. No, so seven cesarean sections, right?
Oh, okay. Must be a different article.
All right. Anyway, and he says then if she were to, like, get pregnant the eighth time, Kurt, she'd be absolutely irresponsible.
Oh, really?
She'd be crazy, Kurt.
Okay.
And what do you think she is, a baby factory, buddy? Come on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know. And so I'm really disappointed in the Pope is why I bring the story up, Kurt, but this is the point of the indoctrination that we've endured for literally decades and generations. And now the Japanese are saying we don't even want to have sex. We don't want to have babies. We don't have sex. It's boring, waste of time, not interested, and, you know, too tired, and work's just too abusive, and society's just too much, and I'm depressed, and I'm not interested in my spouse anymore. And we've indoctrinated them so long that that's the case, and even if they do get involved physically, we would encourage them to really be responsible and use birth control, Kurt. And then when we say we've got a population crisis the other direction where nobody's making enough babies to even replace ourselves, then everybody kind of runs around wringing their hands going, what's going on around here? What are we going to do, Kurt? What are we going to do? And they're goofy. It's all propaganda, Kurt. I mean, think about those two stories back to back. And is it obvious what the problem is? Now, I never really thought that having children was breeding like rabbits, Kurt. Did you?
No.
Is that?
I guess they're in the Philippines where he was talking about it. Government is making, doing things to make contraceptives, that means birth control, more available. So that's where he made the comment about it.
So he's making the comments at a place where birth control promotion is the agenda.
Yeah, by the government. Of course, that's almost in any government's place.
Well, that's my whole point is that, see, we've got this agenda. We've had it for our whole lifetimes in virtually every country on the earth, Kurt. You got to be hostile against children, hostile against God's plans to multiply and replenish the earth that we get a partner in, which, in my opinion, is a huge blessing. It's a gift from God, Kurt. To have children, and believe it or not, for centuries,
well, that's why it's believed around like the world. That though, in the last days, good is called evil and evil is called good.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, and I'm not trying to go against somebody's religious leader, but I'm disappointed in the Pope, Kurt. I really am. I think, what is he thinking? I mean, when was the last time you looked at a woman and said, you know what, she's just like a rabbit? I mean, she's irresponsible, she's having sex everywhere, crazy, just irresponsible, babies everywhere. I mean, it's just like crazy breeding grounds kind of stuff. I don't mean to be rude, Kurt, but that comparison even is offensive. Breed like rabbits? Well, I think God put the rabbit breeding realities in place, didn't he? What's wrong with rabbits?
Yep, good point. They say that there's a big shot that's a top rabbit breeder in Germany. He said that he was misunderstood when he was quoted as saying Pope Francis had offended rabbit breeders when he compared Catholics have more children than they can handle to rabbits. I guess he said we have these rabbits in captivity or whatever, and ours don't breed like crazy. That's just the ones out in the wild. And I would say, as somebody who goes out in the wild and looks for rabbits, I don't see the whole earth covered by rabbits. you know, in fact, I'm grateful when I get to see her, a little rabbit, because I think, man, that's cool. But anyway, that's just me. When I take the dogs going hiking up the mountain, I'm grateful to see a couple of rabbits, you know. And I know the dogs are grateful to see them. If they could see more, they'd be happier.
Yeah, and so my problem is comparing this to rabbits, but even the focus on rabbits is offensive. Kurt, I believe that God made rabbits and God put in them. I mean, God could have made it to where rabbits couldn't reproduce so fast, right? God could have just made like one rabbit pop out yearly or something like that. And or maybe God could have made the rabbits not interested in sex at all, Kurt. Like the smart humans are. See what I'm saying? The whole thing is just manipulated propaganda towards this hostile agenda to God's plan. God's plan is for families. God's plan is for a man and a woman to come together and stay together and have complete fidelity to one another and welcome children into the world as a gift from God and raise them and teach them the principles of freedom and salvation. And, okay, that's God's plan. And now even the Pope is, in my humble opinion, roped into this propaganda. This idea that, by golly, I mean, look, Kurt, if you have 8 kids, I mean, you're just over the top crazy irresponsible. Now, I don't see it. I've got 8 children, 4 boys and 4 girls. They're some of the greatest blessings me and my wife have ever known. Raising them together through the hard times and the good times and the laughter and the tears and all that it takes to raise a family have been, I'm telling you right now, my wife and I would both double down on, triple down on, whatever you want to say, that it's been the most wonderful experience and blessings in our life. But the Pope just thinks my wife's a rabbit. Irresponsible sex queen. Okay, these people are crazy with their propaganda, Kurt. And I'm frankly offended. I'm offended that we don't understand God loves the rabbits too. And he's the one that put their fulfilling the measure of their creation in motion, Kurt, didn't he? I don't know.
I think maybe. He made those rabbits. Yes, he did. And I was trying to see.
You think he put together? I mean, he could have made them have less babies and stuff, couldn't he?
Yeah, he could have made them be quite a bit longer. They say, according to Wikipedia, the average sleep time of a rabbit in captivity is said to be 8.4 hours. You know, they say they're herbivores, so they should be really a, you know, everybody should be pretty friendly to these rabbits because they're not carnivores, you know. Anybody that's a carnivore, they're evil, you know what I mean. They say, let's see, I'm just trying to find out how long it takes for a little baby rabbit to grow, but I know it's, you know, like, it seems like it's like a month, but I don't see the data here. So I guess that's, you know, the reason they say it's, scary, you know, because a rabbit can have a baby so fast.
Yeah, but Kurt, I mean, God could have even made the humans instead of a... I mean, he could have either, one, made sure that they don't have them every 9 months, or two, he could have made sure that you couldn't get pregnant at least 3 or 4 years after the first one. If, I mean, you know, God could have slowed that down, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point do we think we're wiser than God? I'm just telling you right now that I'm quite offended, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm grateful for the children the Almighty has blessed me with. I'm just telling you that. And I think of my wife a whole lot different than a rabbit. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, I'm absolutely offended at the Pope, ladies and gentlemen, and I normally don't take on religious leaders. I normally give them a fair shake to say and believe and think what they want, and I, you know, but in this case, the Pope is absolutely belligerently out of line. Now, we've got our guest, James Edwards, who just joined us now. But before we get to him, Kurt, you had a headline where even the rabbit breeders are offended, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, and by the way, rabbit gestation, about 28 to 31 days, just in case you're keeping track.
But, man, all I'm telling you is, I mean, God could have made that like 9 months, Kurt, if he wanted to.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe he just doesn't realize that rabbits would breed that fast. I mean, see how offensive that whole idea is, folks? As if we know more? I mean, it's crazy
talk. God. Yeah. I like what one religious leader says. I think God knows something that you don't.
Oh, good point. Amen to that reality.
Anyway.
So, what's the deal then about the rabbit breeders, Kurt?
Well, you know, he was just wanting to make a point that, you know, our rabbits that are in, you know, cages or whatever, you know, they're not just like wild rabbits. And I thought, well, yeah, as far as I've been able to see, wild rabbits, you know, they do try to reproduce, but they are, you know, I mean, they're not just like covering the planet whenever there's...
Dude, there's a rabbit at your back door right now trying to get in. Come on.
You know, we do have a rabbit outside,
and
we try to keep her around, and, you know, she provides us a lot of entertainment, watching her out there, you know, every so often, and so far she's... survived.
Now there's no way James
and we're
Edwards
waiting on
could...
a batch of puppies, by the way. We're waiting on
puppies
a batch
aren't
of
belligerent
we
like
hope
rabbits. They
a
don't
batch
breed
of six
fast.
Puppies. Well, they're like 2 months instead
they come
of a month.
Yeah, and they come
know.
In batches of like who knows how many. What do they call that thing? A litter? Whoa,
yeah,
that's man, that's crazy. What
you know, isn't it funny? They call it a litter, like, you know, stuff you throw away is litter, right?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
If your dog can't have babies, then it's fixed. You know,
when it's really broken,
I mean, in the last days, you know, good is called evil and evil is called good.
Now, Kurt, the Pope basically talked about, he's denouncing what he calls the ideological colonization of families. What's the ideological colonization of families? Do you know?
Well, he is saying how, you know, most governments, they want to stick people in certain areas, you know. They like to jam people all together, and then they say, man, it's too crowded around here. You know, that's one of the things he was, commenting about.
All right, well, there's no way James Edwards is like a rabbit because he doesn't even eat vegetables. So there you go. James, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Kurt. Always an honor. Sorry for being late. One of our little rabbits, our newborn, I might not eat vegetables, but I still know how to breed. And our newborn was up all night last night. And for the first time in my life, my phone died and I overslept. So it was a double whammy. But I'm happy to be here. Better late than never, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the question. Do you realize the Pope Francis, just virtually called your wife a rabbit? And that she breeds like a rabbit? I mean, she's just irresponsibly having sex everywhere?
Well, you know, I'm one of these fallen heretic Protestants, so I haven't been keeping up with the Holy See as much as I guess some of my ancestors did prior to, you know, that righteous split of Henry VIII not being able to marry his mistress and forming a whole new church. But so I am learning along with the rest of your audience today, Stan, about the latest goings-on of the Pope in Rome.
All right. The Pope. Basically, Pope Francis said Catholics basically said need not breed like rabbits. Now, he didn't use those exact words. He said that they shouldn't, what, Kurt, act like rabbits, behave like rabbits? What was the wording?
Yeah, it was, you know, in my opinion, I'm sure he kind of wished he could take the words back now. But, you know, I guess he was talking like in the Philippines where, you know, they had a huge event. Well, I mean, you got millions of people showing up to see him, and I'm sure it feels a little squishy. And then you, are told that it's all your fault because you kind of promote.
You should be talking about sex stories and saying it feels squishy. Come on.
Well, I mean all the people there squishing you around, you know, yeah. All that stuff. But anyway.
Anyway, the Pope,
you know, this is a thorny topic. I'll give you that. In so much as, obviously, our Lord tells us to have a full quiver. And God knows the two people on the other end of this phone have fulfilled that commandment. And I salute the tip of the hat to both of you. Y'all have the most amazing godly families that I've ever had the honor of knowing. And so it just goes to show you can have very large families. And they'd be raised right and well and in the Lord. And I think y'all are an example that all Christians should follow as far as that goes. On the other hand, you know, are we talking about, you know, why you should never mandate someone the number of kids they should have? Obviously, there is a responsibility issue in some of the third world communities and societies and countries in that, you know, they're having a lot of children without wedlock, not having, you know, godly consummated marriages and families, not to say that those children aren't worthy of life and salvation and all of that as well. But, you know, certainly, you know, you have it here in the minority community sometimes in America. You know, they're having six, seven, eight kids with that many fathers, and they're not being well taken care of, and they become, you know, wards of the states and welfare. You know, if he was driving at something like that, certainly it wasn't worded well, but that would gain a little bit of the...
Well, he uses an example of a woman that had, I think, seven cesarean sections, and if she gets pregnant the eighth time, then she's not responsible. And I can't remember if he put it in the vernacular of a wife or whatever. Your point's well taken, that we got to learn to separate issues and focus on this. The whole agenda in my mind is this perverted idea to destroy life. Okay, nearly 50% of Japanese adults, James, are not having sex anymore. They say they're tired and can't be bothered. They're failing to reproduce. That's creating a crisis in Japan because there's not even enough young people to work anymore. And so we're using these two stories as a contrast. And you bring up a valuable point, and that is this. And I mentioned this before you got on the radio. God intended for a man to find a woman and to marry. To stay together, to have fidelity, complete fidelity to one another, to love each other, to live together naturally and normally, and bring forth children as a blessing or an heritage, is that how they say it, to the Lord? It's a privilege to partner with God in such a wonderful gift and a responsibility. It's a blessing to have families and to be together. Okay, and now, anytime that is upset, whether it's having children out of wedlock, whether it's immoral practices, whether it's, okay, we all stand against those things. When I say we all, I mean the moral majority, stand against those perversions, and we should. But I guess my point is, they want to restrict how many children I have, and that's my point. I'm not saying that somebody has to have a lot of children. Okay, I believe they can decide for themselves. However, for literally centuries, in America and in the world, I would say millennium, children were always considered an absolute blessing. Well, and now they're considered a cursing is the point.
Even in the West, families were so much bigger. Even in my grandparents' generation, it wasn't uncommon for you to have five, six, seven plus children in any given family. I mean, that was just a couple of generations ago in America. That was sort of the standard practice, at least four, right? And, you know, again, there's two sides to this. One is, and certainly we're not condemning these people or these children to hell, but, you know, when you're having children out of wedlock and you're having more children than you can, not that you can provide for, because, again, that gets into some tricky terminology. But, you know, if you're a single mother and you're having kids and they're being subsidized by a taxpayer, you know, that's something that should be looked at. But at the same time, you know, look, yes, we should have our quivers full. You look at the nations of the West, only Russia. Russia is the only Western country that is attaining replacement-level fertility. So you look at all of Europe, America. You know, those majority populations, those European populations are not reproducing as something that's going to sustain their culture. You know, you're going to face, if you extrapolate that out to the, you know, subsequent generations, you're going to be facing extinction at some point. So, yes, I mean, people should be reproducing, but they should be reproducing under the guidelines that God has set. I think that's what we can agree on.
Without question. And I think that's kind of the point, is when society and governments have rejected the plan of God for literally decades and centuries, or generations at least, and then birth control is promoted and backed and funded by taxpayers and government, and abortions rampant everywhere, and then the Pope running around going, hey, man, don't breed like rabbits, then the idea is that, you know, sex is great everywhere as long as you don't make babies. And I submit to you that, you know what, the sexual relationship is a sacred one between one man and one woman with complete fidelity to one another. And yes, it's to bring children into the world, multiply and replenish the earth, said God, and I don't know that it's been rescinded ever. I think that it has not, in fact. But and to bring a husband and wife, a man and a woman, closer together. In caring for one another, in love, in that special relationship that only a man and a woman can have. And I think that we're missing this whole discussion about the proper role of family, the proper role of male-female relationships, the proper perspective on sex. It's not a dirty word to talk about sex. Now, we want to talk about it when it relates to immorality all the time. But when it comes to the proper application of God's authority and his commandments, somehow... even the Pope's mixed up, I hate to say it.
Well, it's a beautiful institution. I mean, obviously, Sam, but you look at it now...
Hang tight, quick break, James. We're taking a quick pause, back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just sent you Kurt Crosby this story about the Pope, and he talks about these women with these cesarean sections, and hey, she's irresponsible and stuff like that. But in fairness, the Pope was trying to say that no outside influence, and he was really against governments, at dictating how many children people have and that the church reserves its rights and the people reserve their rights to do as they see fit. And so the problem, the sad part about it is this story gets so off base from what the Pope intended because of his comments. In all fairness, I don't mean to beat up on the Pope for it. He was kind of basically saying, hey, these gay relationships and these other problems of governments dictating and promoting and forcing birth control is a problem. And I agree with the Pope on that side of the equation. So I want to be fair and at least bring that out as his true intent. The problem is, again, we're falling into this trap that man-made birth control can be kind of pushed on people. And either you can push it by force of government or by propaganda. But yet it will continue to be pushed. And that's kind of my rejection of it. What we ought to do is teach God's laws. Hey, multiply and replenish the earth has never been rescinded. God knew what he was doing when he knew how many women or how many babies a female could have. Okay? And big families were the norm for literally decades and centuries. And this idea, this false doctrine that the world's coming to an end, there's not enough food, nobody can breathe, we can't have more babies because we're ruining the planet, and everybody's going to die, is nothing but man-made propaganda designed to control all of us. And that's the real rejection I have of this kind of thinking. I understand that if you have children, you should be responsible and should take care of them. I understand that if you are out of wedlock and cannot provide an appropriate environment to raise children according to God's laws, that's a problem. We get all that. But I'm telling you right now, hey, you put a government school together and you got 30 kids in a classroom and one female teacher, she can't handle them all. Whereas in my house, we got 8 kids. And you got a mom and a dad, 2 people to 8, that's pretty good odds. And especially when the older children get a little bit older, they can be of value and help with discipline and guidance and love and support and training and everything else. And it's a great family opportunity. And so to suggest that we're irresponsible in some fashion, I reject completely. And that's part of the propaganda that I think even the Pope, sadly, has fallen for. But I commend him when he says we need to reject all outside influences of how many children people can have. I think he's right on that score. All right, moving right along, I guess there's a 109-year-old woman that's got some advice for us all, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, now maybe this goes right along with the story. It's a telegraph.co.uk piece. Basically, she's a 109-year-old woman that says she revealed her secret to a long and healthy life. She said lots of porridge and staying away from men. I guess she never married. I guess it's interesting she stays at what's called the Crosby House. Anyway, it's the place she stays, a little house place.
By the way, no relation to the Kurt Crosby House, just saying.
No, but they do quote a 127-year-old Mexican woman that's believed to be the world's oldest person, and she said her love of chocolate is the key to her longevity. No mention about it. I mean, if she loved chocolate, then I bet she loved men too, you know, at least a good husband. But anyway, there's your report on how to live to be old, I guess. You
know, I got a different plan, Kurt, to live to be old.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kurt will like this story.
I thought
headline
you might.
Says tomato juice reduces inflammation. Health impact news. They say a daily glass of tomato juice is known to significantly lower cardiovascular disease, cancer, and even osteoporosis, Kurt. A new study's out from Taiwan, and it shows that it also has a direct effect on waist size for women. Yeah. It helps with lowering cholesterol and everything else. It's fantastic. Hey, there's all kinds of nutrients, James.
If it takes a glass of tomato juice a day for long life, I guess I'm just going to check out of this place early. Because that's a bridge too far for yours truly. But let me ask you this.
Come on, James. You should have had a V8, sir. Come on.
For all the listeners on Republic who don't know the inside joke here, James has never eaten a vegetable or a salad or any of that healthy stuff. It's pizza and hamburgers, fast food especially only. But, you know, Sam, imagine living like Noah, you know, living to be like 800 years old. Can you imagine the 750th anniversary of Liberty Roundtable?
Wow, man, that'd be crazy. Now, they're saying people are going to have longevity and going to be living over 100. And my response is, if we have liberty and God's plan for families, I'm in, man. I love it.
That's
if we have
right.
tyranny, though, and everybody's going to die, you're going to die either from being a rabbit and breeding too much, or Al-Qaeda's behind your left shoulder, or the government's going to get you, or something. I'm not interested in a life like that of tyranny. So there's kind of the breakdown on that.
We're going to hope we get our eternal reward, that's for sure.
All right, what do you think, Kurt? Do you believe tomato juice reduces inflammation? It's helpful?
Well, you know, the thing that makes a lot of sense to me is that the God of heaven put things for us to eat. Tomatoes are one of them. I know James might disagree, but anyway, you know,
James can
and
learn.
I'd be very surprised if it wasn't, you know, pretty healthy. The reason you won't see too much about this, Sam, is there's no big whopping pharmaceutical company
Good
or
point.
Any other company that yeah. can make big money on this.
You know what I do?
And so you're not really going to see much.
I like V8s quite
this.
A bit, Kurt, but I usually turn my V8s yeah. into V9s. I add some Arizona Gunslinger, which is basically straight jalapeno sauce. And so I take V8 and then I add my jalapenos to it, and I call it a V9, Kurt. So there you have that. A V9 is fantastic. You got to try one.
I wouldn't be that surprised if they actually did some research and found that, hey, that was, a cure for cancer or whatever.
V9,
you know?
I agree
but
with that.
It's just, yeah. But they're just not going to do it, you know.
I hear you. Anybody can make their own V9. Just buy a V8, put it in a glass, buy some Arizona Gunslinger jalapeno, and dump it in there. And, buddy, you got an incredible V9. It's fantastic tasting. There's also a new study out that shows olive oil benefits our hearts and our minds, Kurt. They say olive oil, which is obtained by pressing the fruits of the olive, is considered to be one of the most nutritious oils in the world.
I guess that's why Popeye liked it so much.
There you go. Wait, I thought he liked the girl. All right, what do you think of that? Are you okay with olive oil, James?
I don't think if I've ever had that.
Yeah, you can try to cook your donuts in olive oil. What do you think of that plan, Kurt?
When I go to Olive Garden, there's sometimes a liquid substance over the bread. I guess that could be a little olive oil.
All right, there you go. What do you think, Kurt? Do you think that olive oil really is awesome? Benefits your heart and mind?
Well, I think it's pretty good stuff, personally. But anyway.
But there's no doubt.
I recommend.
There's no doubt all of this stuff is good for you if you can acquire the taste for, you know, tomatoes and apples.
That's
and
right.
And,
you know,
oh,
that,
man.
If you're crazy enough, to be able to acquire that kind
I like,
of taste,
I like that
know?
Stuff personally. I love olive oil. All right. EU is considering taxing the internet, Kurt. I guess U.S. internet companies.
Well, yeah, you know, and bottom line, I'm sure James is excited about this, another tax, you know, and you just got to watch for it all over the place. But they, you know, EU, that's the European Union, they want to try to tax U.S. internet companies. You know, I mean, taxes just come at you from everywhere. It's amazing.
This time of year, because I see all those H&R Block commercials, and I know I've got to make a big check to the government in April, you know, for Big Brother, for all these wars in Israel and all the other great things that they're doing with our tax money. But, you know, I am surprised with the amount of truth and the amount of people that the internet is reaching for God, family, republic, for our people. I am surprised that they have not done more to curtail the reach of the internet already. The surprise to me in the story is that not that it's being floated, but that something more concrete has not occurred yet.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is this. If you want to get an incredible book, James Edwards, yours truly on the radio, if you will, with us, is the author of a book called Racism, a Shamacism. And it breaks down how if you're white, you're considered a racist and there's nothing you can do about it. That's just the propaganda they push. Nevertheless, they know the truth, and they do that to marginalize you and check you out of any discussion that could restore the republic of the traditions of our founders. The book is called Racism, Smacism, and it's available at thepoliticalcesspool.org. That's the website for not only James's award-winning book, but it's his award-winning talk show every Saturday night on Liberty News Radio as well. It's live Saturday nights, Liberty News Radio. Go to thepoliticalcesspool.org for live and on-demand copies of the broadcast. You can listen. You can enjoy yourself. I'm telling you, James has an award-winning broadcast. But check that out and get his book, Racism, Smacism. Are you going to provide an update with Ferguson chapters?
You can even get it on Amazon, too, by the way.
Good point.
You know, there's certainly that book came out in 2010, and thank you so much for the kind words, Sam. God bless you. You know, we could certainly have added quite a few chapters in the years that have passed, but it's still current. The full title is how liberals use the R word to push the Obama agenda. And so as long as Obama is still in office, we have a new lease on life for the longevity of the book. But it's something that could be applied to everybody. If you're a conservative, you're a racist, it's a socio-political nuclear bomb intended to stifle a well-reasoned debate of the issues. People need it.
Check out his award-winning talk show, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Sorry we lost you for the first half hour. James, we'll have you back soon, my brother. Godspeed.
Mea culpa, Sam. Thank you, buddy.
There he goes. Kurt, final 10 seconds are yours.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, live together normally and let children come. Just enjoy that whole family life and make the liberals just drive them crazy. Yeah.
Amen to that. And, Kurt, I just want to tell everybody, you know what? Get married and enjoy the wonderful blessing that God gave a man and a woman to be involved sexually, to come together, to bring
Amen
children
to
the
that.
World. It's a wonderful blessing from God. LibertyRoundtable.com. We can restore America. You're going to help? Hey, thanks.